Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 man, you already know what the fuck this is. This is PSA Radio, back with another segment, just some hot shit for you guys, man. I am Timbo, I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime, Three Letterman. Dre, what's good, man?
It's your boy, Three Letterman. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio. What's good, my G?
Woo, man, you already know what it is. Yo, before we get the guests calling up, we got Pat Stay coming on, by the way. I know everybody's excited about that. The sucker-free bounce. Yo, we got some shit to speak about. I actually just saw this today. I didn't have enough time to say it off air to you, but there was an offer for Mass Hoffa and Disaster, six figures to box each other. And apparently it's to the point where Mass Hoffa accepted it, and the promoter is saying that it's all on Diz to accept.
Okay, so math is down.
Correct. Yeah, they, you know, BattleRap.com, salute to Chris, BattleRap.com, everybody over there. They interviewed the promoter, and the promoter was saying they have math is 100% in. He's ready. All on Diz to accept it. But apparently it's all down. You know, math is down already and things like that. It's going to be a celebrity boxing match. They're planning to have it in L.A. If Diz accepts it. But so it's a six-figure contract behind everything. And what do you think about that?
Hold on, six figures?
Six figures, G.
Now, is that split between the both of them, or what, the winner gets the purchase? Or how does it work?
I believe it's each, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm not shocked math is down. Let me just get that out the way. I'm not shocked. I'm just like, yo, let's get it popping. I mean,
yeah.
Why do I have a gut feeling? My gut feeling tells me, Timbo, that Disaster might not be down with this for some odd reason. And if you're Disaster, do you accept the challenge? Do you accept it? Like, let's throw the gloves on, get in the ring, box it out. We know what happened last year when they battled.
Yeah.
If you're Diz, are you like, yo, fuck it, let's get some closure here?
You know what? That's what I've been trying to think about it, too. Because, you know, if you're Diz, this is something you have to accept, you know. A lot of people know Diz now for the Mass Hoffa incident. So was it something that you just accept and completely, you know, bring into your life? Like, yes, this happened. Let's all make bread off of it. Let's do it. You know, I'll make money off it. Mass make money off it. Like, let's go. Let's make this happen. Do you kind of feel that could be the way to go?
Listen, if I'm Math, I understand. Like, the money's on the table. I'm down to do this shit.
Yeah.
If I'm Disaster, I would be leery a little bit because, let's be real, you did sneak a man that, and y'all don't get along, first of all. So is this going to be like a boxing match, or the gloves might come off, or we're going to scrap one-on-one with the hands? You're talking about two cats that don't really see eye to eye. They're not the best of friends. I don't even think you can call them acquaintances at this juncture.
Correct.
Let's say Disaster accepts the challenge. Could it be over, all the discrepancy? Could they do what they do, get their guap, and just move on? You move on, I move on, we settle like grown men, and move on.
I mean, here's
the
thing.
Or,
exactly. That's what I was thinking. Could this be a situation where they both accept it, they both fight, and then both could end up being, you know, relatively cool with each other after the fight? You know, it's like, we both got paid. Yeah, man, like we both got paid six figures. Like, fuck it, man. Let's just be happy. Let's scrap it out. Whatever.
Timbo, you think you could be cool with a guy that snuck you? And yeah, you might be down a box and the money asked. Well, first of all, if there was no money involved and somebody asked them to box, you think Math would be keen to do it?
Yes, I think he would.
I think he would, too. Now, I think Disaster now, if there was no money involved, I don't think Disaster's doing it.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. He's remotely thinking, like, you know what?
No,
I'm
because
accept this challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think we've heard, you know, there's been offers and Math has been said, you know, all right, let's do this one-on-one. Like, let's get it over with. Let's catch the one-on-one, the fair one. you know, blah, 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 let's go, you know. But now there's money behind it, you know, when there's a promoter behind it that wants to make this happen and is offering such a big amount of money. And I'm hearing, you know, from what this guy is saying, this is the same guy that tried to make the Gilly versus Soulja Boy and Drake and Chris Brown fight. And here's the thing, Drake, is this guy is actually has worked with Alki David, who was the man behind the Ether event. So they're actually, they've been business partners and they're friends. So there's a chance that this guy, Alki, could be behind this fight as well.
Well, Alki David, my dude, we don't know you up here in PSA Radio, but from my understanding, you were the individual that tried to set up DMX and Zimmerman, George Zimmerman, to box. I wasn't down for that shit at all. Then you and Lush had your situations over here with Ether event. So to me, you're 0-2. The third time is not a charm. Third time, Alki David, fall back from battle rap. We don't really want to talk to you no more. Now, the promoter, is he, would I be wrong for calling him an opportunist, Timo? Because you just broke down discrepancies in the hip-hop world where he was down to put up the bread for Soulja Boy and Gilly.
Yeah.
He was down to put up bread for Drake and Breezy. And now you got Hoffa and Disaster. So he's really...
Yeah. Total opportunist.
Am I wrong for calling him an opportunist?
Of course. No, you're not wrong at all. He's definitely an opportunist. And I think, you know, you saying those Gilly and Soulja Boy and Drake and Breezy, I mean... He's definitely an opportunist when it comes to those two, you know?
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, he was also the guy behind the George Zimmerman and DMX fight, which was canceled. But this is the same person behind that as well. So, and they're saying Floyd Mayweather Sr. could be a possible referee.
What?
Yep.
Wow. So they're going all out on this, huh?
All out. It's all in Diz's. From what everybody's saying, or from what the promoter is saying, it's Hoffa is 100% in, and it's all on Diz's side. Ball is in his court to make it happen, or
now,
to agree to it.
You're one of the few people that know Disaster outside of battle rap. So I'm going to ask you this, because you're probably the first I should ask this. Do you think Diz would accept that, Timbo? Especially with the money.
I'm going to be honest right now. I don't think this fight is going to happen. I don't think so. I don't think this is going to happen.
Because of Diz?
I don't think it's going to happen. It could be because of Diz. I don't know if Diz is going to accept it. I mean, anything could really happen. But I don't know if Diz is going to accept it, man. I really do not. I'm not saying like this is scared or whatever, but I just don't know if he'll accept it. You know, I really don't. I'm not surprised that Math did, but I can't say that Diz will accept it, man. Something tells me that this could, you know, this might not go down, even though the money's behind it and everything like that. There's a very strong possibility that it won't go down. But, you know, the fact that Math is agreed to it. People are in talks with it. People are putting money up for it. This and that, you know, there's still that possibility that it could happen. But no, I don't think it will. And I don't know if Diz is the type to accept that, or if he will be accepting it, you know.
And Diz got to know that Hoffa. I mean, if he's got the challenge, and they look at each other, round and ring for ring.
Not playing.
Hoffa looking like this, like he's fooled. Let's call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I'm not sitting up here saying, oh, if they box, oh, Matt will kick his ass. But I would say that Matt is going to look at this like he's fooled. And Diz has to know that if he accepts the challenge. Now, the thing that stands out to me, Timbo, you're talking about six figures here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really want to turn down six figures? Obviously, Timbo, they'll be getting more money off boxing than money that they get off battling. Three rounds, right?
Oh,
six figures?
Insane amount of money.
So how do you leave that money on a table? How do you leave that grab bag I mean, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. You know the rest.
Dollar, and, dollar. Bill, y'all, come on.
You already know. So, it's like, how do you leave that cream on the table, Vince?
Yeah.
This got to take this. Well, the more I think about it, man, he just got to take it.
You think
the
so?
Money aspect of it. Yeah, the money
if
aspect
this,
of it. And I agree with you. I don't think he is. I'm just speaking as a battle rap fan and the pros of it. Like, my man.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of cons in this. I should be getting your ass whooped. There's money.
Yeah.
Closure between you and the individual has discrepancies. And something you said earlier, a second ago, Timbo, I'm not going to say they're going to be cool after this. But I would say, yo, y'all niggas box it out like grown men. Shoot the fair one. Ain't nobody around. And I maybe dab each other afterwards and go your separate ways. Like, all right, my man, you got a busted lip. You got a busted eye. And just keep it moving. You ain't got to worry
about here's the thing.
All the bullshit going on.
Exactly. And people every single day, everywhere, catch the fair one for no money. But you're going to catch the fair one for six figures? I would expect you to be cool after that.
But then, Timbo, you got some people who say, you know what? You're selling your soul for money. Because let's just call it what it is. Some people will sit out there and be like, yo, y'all really going to box? We don't really give away. Where is this coming to battle rap? You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at it like, why not? You know, I don't have a problem with it. If they do it, they don't. I don't have a problem with it. So I'm like, whatever you fellas want to do, rock out. You know what I'm saying? We'll watch that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do agree. I don't believe Disaster is going to take this challenge. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the six figures is on the table and I'm like, this, how can you do that? I still don't think, I agree with you. I don't think he's going to accept the challenge because of the individual that it is. That it is. And they had issues and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's be real. I mean, Drake Breezy ain't doing that shit. Gilly and Soulja Boy didn't do this shit, so does he think the third time's a charm? Let me just try this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He hasn't been successful in trying to get these boxing matches out. I don't know. Is this three rounds? I mean, this fucking seven? I mean, I would love to know the stipulations behind this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. So, the fact that it's actually in the works, though, is crazy.
Well, it's in the works because of the six figures.
Yeah.
If six figures is out the door, and niggas just like, yo, you guys, if they came with them with the proposal, like, you know what, there's math, y'all ain't really see eye to eye, you want a box, and then just leave it like that. I'm pretty sure two of these niggas are not keen to do it. Half of Timmy is keen to do it because A, let's be real, man, probably wants revenge. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the six figures. So.
Yeah. Facts.
You know,
facts.
Wow. She's crazy, man. She's crazy.
It is crazy. I couldn't believe that. So, Disaster versus Mass Hoffa, gloves on, in a different type of ring, not the battling ring. It could go down.
Right.
Six figure offer already on the table. We'll keep you guys updated with info on that now. We have another announcement from the Blackout card, King of the Dot. Announcement number 30. And 31, I believe, the one before this, or the one before that, number 29. One of them was Daylight is on the card, and Sirius Jones is also on this card. Any surprise there?
Wow. Not shocked about Daylight.
Okay.
I'm shocked a little bit with Sirius Jones, especially with, I know Organic and him don't have issues. I know he had a situation with Lush One.
Yeah.
And stuff. And Lush One is usually right there front and center with Organic, whether it's in Toronto, whether it's in where you're at, Timbo, and Cali, he's always there. So I wonder how they work that out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's more like, Organic, you and Lush are cool, and I ain't got a problem with you. Some people will take it like, well, you're just guilty by association because you're cool with the cat that I have an issue with. So is it safe to say behind the closed doors, niggas have to have conversations, phone conversation, text back and forth? I mean, just to see where they're at. You know what I mean?
Business-wise also. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Was there some
talks
that had to be done?
Yeah. So, yo, I'm a little shocked. Sirius is battling over there. I can't front. Mm-hmm. I would give Sirius this though. He is trying to battle I wouldn't say consistently, Timbo, but let's be real. His second mm-hmm. battle, what? The last 3 months.
Yeah, no, he is back. He's one of the legends that you're right. He's one of the legends that actually came back. You know, come to think of it, he might be the only one. You know, Lux battles what, once a year. If that. You know, Lux battles.
Right.
Summer Madness.
Well, he battled twice last year. He battled twice last year.
Yeah, twice this year. Yeah, excuse me, Mook and Hollow. But the year before that, he didn't battle at all.
Right.
Last battle was 2012 for Summer Madness 2. But yeah, you look at Jones, who battled Clips. He battled Daylight. Who else he battled? Who am I missing here?
I think that's it, though. I don't think Jones battled
anybody.
And
then he is going to be battling on Blackout, yeah. So, you know, he's slowly, I guess, coming back. He was in the room, obviously, on stage to battle Math Alpha when that whole thing happened. And everything like that. So, I mean, you know, I guess he's active. We could say that he came back and he's actually actively
active.
battle rapping.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right with that. So, I don't know, man. I'd like to know some of these matchups.
For real. The more names dropping, the more names dropping and shit, the more I fucking want to know who are these motherfuckers battling up, bro.
Exactly.
Who is Sirius Jones? And a cat like Jones, he's not gonna battle a newcomer or a cat that's on the grind a little bit. Daylight is well known, so he wasn't on the grind. Charlie Clips is well known. Summer Madness too. He really wasn't on the grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or maybe he is. I like to see Jones battle. I've always said that. Who would Jones battle?
You know, there's so many people on that.
Well, listen. All these names dropping, obviously, is going to be people that battle in the States. It's not going to be Canada versus USA, I don't think. It's going to be a fucking mixture. I've come to that thinking and shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Jones, though. Shit.
Jones,
T-Rex, right?
Yep. Conceited, Arsenal.
Hitman Holla. This is the names they're getting over there. It's big.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Hitman Holla's first debut out of URL.
So Chris from BattleRap.com actually has a on the site, he has his predictions for the actual battles. I'm gonna read these down just to see kind of how they sound to you. Really quick, you aren't interested in any of these. Of course, Patsy versus Sharon. He has
Shiny
Horror. Pat, that one's locked in. Patsy versus Sharon is the title match. Yeah, so that one's happening.
Mm.
Shiny Horror versus Hitman Holla. Daylight versus Big T. 24/7 versus Marv 1. I actually think that would be a very slept-on battle. I would like to see that one. 100 Bullets versus DNA, which will be my skip battle, which will be something I probably am not looking for that one. Arsenal versus Sirius Jones.
Okay, so Sirius Jones is back, and this is the person he's battling, Arsenal?
Well, no, these are predictions. These are not
predictions.
locked in or anything. Yeah, this is a... the predictions for BattleRap.com. What do you think of Ars versus Jones?
I would like to see that, Timbo. I highly doubt that would happen. Strictly because on some New Jersey shit. I mean, yes, a lot of Zay and Shotgun Shook battle. But I wouldn't mind seeing that. I have no problem with the battle overall. And mm-hmm. if that was supposed to go down, I'm going Arsenal to beat Jones. Like, on some clearly shit, too.
Yeah. Especially
on
Phil King of the Dot. Especially Phil King of the Dot. I think Arsenal knows the King of the Dot crowd very well. You know?
Jumbo, I think they could battle any league. I think Arsenal would beat him.
You think so?
I think that shit could be on fucking Queen of the Ring, my nigga. And I that would pick Arsenal to beat Sirius Jones. I really would. But I don't Jones and Arsenal, I don't know. I can't see that. If it happens, that's what's up. And we've asked Jones how he feels about Jersey rappers. And then Arsenal, I don't know how he feels about Jones. Because Arsenal, to me, is at his best when he doesn't like you. We seen when he battled on King of the Dot. That shit was like, there was no trash talking. There was no animosity. Arsenal really wasn't spazzing like that. And they had so much respect for each other. And they're cool out of battle rap. And I know a lot of cats are cool out of battle rap, and they can still get that paper. B-Magic told us before, Timbo, he'll battle A-Verb. And they're cool, and they talked about battling each other. So it can happen. You know what I mean? I can't see it, but if that's a match my dude Chris thinks that's going to pop off, more power. I just can't see Oz and Jones. I can't see King of the Dot pulling that off. I doubt Arsenal to me would probably be like, give me somebody else and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if Jersey want to battle Jersey, especially top dogs.
Yep. So all the other, so that one's the one, the prediction one that he had. Dumbfounded versus Conceited is on there as a prediction one, which we've seen floating around. We've seen. I'm not mad at that. That's a grind time battle right there.
That is a grind time battle right there, and I got no problem with it.
I was just watching Dumbfounded versus Tantrum.
Oh, throwback.
Dumbfounded.
Throw Beezy.
Yeah, throwback right there.
Throw Beezy. See, I would lean towards Khan if they battled Timbo. And I don't get me wrong, I ain't sitting up there acting like Khan is, he had a dope battle with Magic, but Khan, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Dumb is nice, bro. Dumb is nice.
I think Dumb is nice. I just think Khan will be just a little bit too much, I think, man. I really do.
Okay.
I really do. But I'm not going to act like Khan can't get beat, though. Don't get it twisted, though.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
So Dumb and Khan is on there. Kid Twist versus Shuffle T is another one. Bishop Brigante versus Mad Child. Now, Mad Child is a rapper, of course, and coming back to battle on King of the Dot. And Bishop Brigante is jumping into that ring.
Damn, I haven't seen Bishop in years, my dude.
It's been a minute.
I don't know if the jump is still wet. You know, he might have a little ring. The jumper might be a little off there. You know what I'm saying?
A little rusty?
It might be a little rust on there, Timbo. You know, I might have to get the oil, man, and get the shot off. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
That'll be an interesting one. I'm interested to see that, though. Yeah. Brigante and Mad Child. Roan versus Don't Flop is on there.
Shout out to Er. He had a good battle with John John, too. I can't find out.
Yeah, that was a really good battle. That was,
I know Roan is battling goods, too, right? When that Boston card?
Yeah. Yep.
I probably lean towards Roan.
I'm going to lean towards Roan on this one, too. I'm going to skip down a couple. We got Holohan versus T-Rex is a prediction. I'm not mad at this battle, Dre.
Not mad at this battle at all. Man. I'm going to go Rex 2-1. In a close battle, because this is going to be Holohan's biggest battle to date. And Rex, I don't know, this motherfucker's not coming to play, bro. You just got to know, like, if he was to battle T-Rex, like, imagine a nigga like Holohan, you're known in Canada, but you're about to battle a fucking legend. You're going to start writing your wildest shit, you know what I'm saying? I would expect you to, I should say.
Yep.
So, yeah, I would lean towards Rex a little bit. I don't know what kind of mind state Rex is in, though, man. I've always said this. I don't even know if Rex at this point gives a two fucking donkey nuts about battle rap, and it's just for a check.
Exactly. I agree. I'm about to call the guest up really quick, man. One second. Be right back on.
Sucker free. Yeah, man. But shout out to Blackout, man. They got some heavy hitters over there, OB. Got some heavy hitters. Not mad at that.
Yo, 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 man, you already know what it is. We got the guest on right now, Mr. Sucker Free Boss, Canada's champ, king of the shot. Yo, we got Pat Stay on the line, man. Pat, what's good?
Everything's good, man. Just chilling, man. You know what I mean? Having a good time, enjoying myself.
Yes, sir.
Pat, what's good,
sir.
My G? Welcome to PSA Radio, my dude. What's popping, man?
What's happening, man? Yo, so you guys can get a hold. Every time, I don't know if it's you, I think so. Every time you guys hit me up, man, I'm always busy and shit like that. I'm all around, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
No, it's good.
Now
it's good. We're glad you're able to join us, man. So it's been announced. Pat's Day versus Sharon is finally happening for the title. Man, something everybody's been wanting to see. You guys been, he's been taking shots at you, you know, more than you at him. You definitely touched on it on your last battle with Daylight. So what's the preparation?
He's been taking shots at me for like 5 years, man.
Yeah, it's been,
he's been taking shots at me forever.
Has he been? Yeah. So he's really been calling you, right? Saying, "Yo, I'm gonna take a shot at you. No disses, no nothing like that. I'm just letting you know." You know, was he really doing that?
No, I was only fucking around. There was an incident. Like, I'm a real dude. I wouldn't fucking lie. I wouldn't do that. But
yeah.
There was an incident where you know, he ran something by me or whatever. But that's what it was. You know, because years ago, like, I think it was the HFK one. Now, it's not like he was like, "Hey, man, can I please say this type of shit?" But, you know, it is what it is. No, he doesn't. No, I won't even front. He doesn't call me before every battle or whatever.
Yeah. But it's finally happened.
I mean, there's a chance back then, like, since we weren't cool, that I might have, like, stepped in and fucking kicked him in the fucking face or something like that for talking about him or whatever. Because I still haven't matured then, right? You know, I'm jumping in battles, like, trying to fight Marv 1 for fucking dissing me in a battle. Like, I still haven't fucking matured then, yeah? So,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Right? It's probably a good idea, right? I might have been drunk in the crowd and came in and fucking broke.
Exactly.
And that's not a good thing.
Yo.
Are you excited for
that? And I'm not bragging either. It's a sucky thing, but, yo.
Yeah. Are you excited, man? This one's finally happening. I mean, This is the one so many people have been waiting for. You know, we've seen Sharon on a run right now, and you obviously just came off defending your title, beating Daylight. So, the stars are aligning. Are you excited for this one?
Yeah. I mean, it is, yeah, I like it. I mean, it had to happen, right? Eventually,
yeah.
Like, so.
Of course.
The people really want it, so, it has to happen, right? So,
yeah.
Let's keep going down.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with Sharon, though? Because we've spoken to Sharon in the past, and from what I've gathered from talking to Sharon, it seems like you guys pretty much, I'm not going to say y'all BFFs or y'all talk to each other on the phone, yo homie, what's good? We going to go out this weekend, what's popping? But are y'all cordial together? Are y'all cordial with each other? How's y'all relationship, though, outside of battle rap?
We're fine, man. We're fine. You know, it's... Yeah, I'm cool with Sharon. I don't have no problem with Sharon. You know what am I? You know, I'm cool. I never really had a problem with Sharon. He always just had the issue with me or whatever. And I wasn't even the champ when he was dissing me. I think it's deeper than that, man. Maybe I'll address that in my battle. Maybe I won't. But I'm fine, man. I'm fine with Sharon.
It's on some Canada shit, my dude. It's on some Canada shit. And Pat, I gotta keep it real with you. I fucks with you heavy, but.
Uh-huh.
What do you say to the people that says right now that Sharon is on a hot streak because, A, he battled on URL already before you, and you've been doing this longer than him. He's battled out of his comfort zone, out of Canada, and we're still waiting for you to do that. I know you battled on the Boston card. What do you say to the people that say now Sharon might be on the power rankings, might be a little bit hotter than Pat Stay right now?
Well, he'll never, ever be hotter than me. He just might be doing more than me. He'll never, ever, no matter what. And I mean that with all my heart and soul.
Right.
I mean that with, I'm talking to you as a human. I'm talking to you as a human right now, not a battle rapper. I don't have an ego like these people. He will never, ever, ever be as dope as me in any way, shape, or form. Even if he won. You know, that for example, there was no way Arcane was going to beat me, right? There was no fucking way, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to win by politics. I'm not saying he's going to win at all because I'm not letting him win. But everybody has to have the time, man. He's having that big build-up right now. Just because he did URL first doesn't mean that it's an accomplishment. That just means that I didn't go over there first. I don't
– Right.
You know what I mean? Who cares? I could have went years ago. If I fucked a Spanish bitch before him, it's just because he hasn't been to a fucking certain area where there's Spanish bitches. You know what I mean? Like, I just haven't been there yet. I've had offers and shit, but – right now, man, I'm not going to sit here and just bash the fucking guy. He's doing good. He's earned this spot, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's been dissing me for the longest time. So, you know, I'll just, you know, give him his treat, right?
Now, I got a question for you. You've consistently said that you know, you're really comfortable and you love that feeling of a small room. You love the that grimy feeling, kind of what you were used to coming up. You know, you're not a big fan of the stages. You do the stages, but you're not a big fan of the stages. Is that something that you still want to do in the future, like just a small room,
yeah,
big battle? You know what I mean?
Man, listen, if I could, I'd go to the point where I would only battle in small rooms. You know, stages is just fucking, it's just like, man, it's so fucking different, bro. It's so, there's no, it's like, you know, when you're in a circle, it just has everybody in that mode. Like, you automatically, it feels like a fight. Like, everyone's a part of it. But when it's on stage, it's like, okay, ready, play. Everyone play. It's just watching a play, right? And you're talking to the crowd. You have to face the crowd. And there's so many people, and the mics are always fucking up and shit like that. It doesn't feel real. It just feels like acting type of shit. You know what I mean? So that's why, I don't know, man. I think that's why a lot of shit's changed, right? So, but it is what it is. And, you know, as an MC or whatever, I got to adapt to that shit. But, yeah, I'd rather do it in a room. Imagine me versus Sharon in a fucking little tiny room. I don't think there'd be – did you see the difference? Do you even see that there would be a difference there, man? Like, I'm a very visionary person, man. Like, me versus Sharon in a fucking garage where Cassie was and Freeway was would look like a lion fucking the shit out of a hyena, you know? It would. Huh? It's just different. But on stage, you know, he's on the same level as me and fuck, or, you know, everyone's, he's a, I don't know. It's hard to explain, right? Yeah.
Well, Pat, why do you
he's supposed to win this, but he won't.
Hold on. Let's touch on that then. So why do you say he's supposed to win then?
I'm not sitting here like excuses like, yo, he's going to win because of politics. I'm not saying that at all. He's not going to. But what I'm saying, he's supposed to because of the buildup. You know, fans need a new champ all the time. It's just like a new refreshment. Like, okay, if I beat Sharon, who the fuck is next for me, man? That's how they see it. You know what I mean? Who the fuck is next for me? I'm just going to take everyone out. You know what I mean? Sharon's that guy. Yeah, but I'll fuck Clips up too, man. But Clips won't. He won't take me like he did Sharon, right? Because he probably learned his lesson. But you know, Sharon is a good look for you know that crowd and stuff like that. And you know, he's kind of like the hero that I am type of shit. You know, we're just on a little bit different levels. But you know, the fans kind of demand new champs sometimes. So if it happens, it happens. Yeah. It won't happen, but. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying, I'm definitely not saying, it's rigged or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, his time is coming, you know what I mean? So it's a build-up.
Pat, where did battle rap turn for you, man? Where did it take the turn to where it's like, all right, this is way too, you know, the so-called mainstream for me, that it's just like, man, I wish it just stayed where it was at that point. What do you remember a certain point that it happened for you, so you saw it?
I guess the stages and shit, man. That's all. The stages and shit. That's the only problem I have with, you know what I mean? I used to have other problems with fucking, you know, people shit or whatever, but I'm over that. I don't give a fuck. But, I just like, you know, just the stages and the mics and the huge crowds, which, I don't know. It's just, you can't perform like you used to. You can't do certain things. Like, I'll be scratching out certain bars. Like, I can't use that because it's not projecting enough or some shit like that.
Tough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel that.
Think about this, bro. Think about this. I'm the title match. I'm the main event every fucking time. Every event I'm there, and I've always been.
Yep.
So everyone is fucking loaded drunk, right? They're fucking loaded drunk. You know, you have to project so well to them and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's something good. That's something that Sharon's good at. So, you know, he'll definitely do good in that area too.
Pat, I don't like that title.
Are you looking forward to battling out of Canada, though? Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait. I'm battling Calico in a little room in May in Boston.
Yep.
Right. I'm saying. And
Calico,
Boston. Yeah, you're right. Calico. Woo!
Yeah, Calico. I'm going to fuck him up, too. And he's really good. You know how good he's going to be in a little room, man? He'll do perfect in that shit.
Yeah, Cal in a small room. Man, you and Cal in a small room is going to be nice. That's going to be real.
It's going to be real fucking nice.
I wanted to ask you this. There's a couple things that are going on in battle rap. I don't know if you kind of keep your ear to the street and understand what's going on. I just kind of wanted a quick opinion of yours with this whole celebrity boxing thing for Math and Diz. I don't know if you have a quick opinion on it. That's
I don't know if it's real. I kind of posted it on my Facebook, but like not in a...
What
full seriously, I'm not sure if it's real.
What would you? Because they're saying
if it happened,
the promoter came out and said Nath is 100% in, waiting for Diz. It's a six-figure thing. You know, if it does happen, what do you think about it?
I think it's fucking great for their lives, man. Like, I'm so, I'd be so happy for Matt and Diz, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of money, and, and it could really help us and stuff. And you know what, man? I always said, like, man, I'm from fucking Nova Scotia, man. Like, where I'm from, I'm not saying, yeah, we're fucking the gutter street. I mean, it is gutter as fuck, but not like, you know, it's the States and stuff like that where it's, a you know, fucking every 2 seconds. But what I'm saying is we're fucking beasts. We beat the shit out of each other for no fucking reason. We do it. Like, King of the Dot is seen. People in King of the Dot, the first time we went up there, me and Hollahan, we sat in a room for like 3 or 4 hours straight and beat the fucking shit out of each other. So what I'm saying, like, every time I fight a friend or fight somebody, I usually have respect for them afterwards. So it'll probably dead that beef, you know. Math will fucking, you know, they'll shake hands and be like, damn, man, look, we just got paid. We can buy a fucking house. You know what I mean? And it was so respect. But at the same time, now this is going to make people want to punch people in fucking battles, right?
Yeah, that's
true. But, Pat, let me piggyback on what you said, though. You just said that. You said you made the point about you and your friend boxing. These cats weren't friends, bro. This is a little bit sticky situation
when you get
snuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the whole point of my comment. Like, I'm saying, I would fucking, I'm cool with him, and I would fucking beat the shit out of him. So, you know, imagine somebody else. Like, and every person, like, you know, like my friend, that's who I'm fighting with. You know what I mean? So even when I fought, if I was a one-on-one fight in the streets, and I beat the fucking shit out of the guy, or he does, like, in Scotia, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people getting shot. But if it's a good one-on-one, then you usually shake each other's hand and be like, yo, damn, man, that's what's up. You know, if you had the nuts to put your hands up in 2015, then fucking, you know, it's respect. So they'll have headgear and gloves on and shit, and they'll both get paid, you know. So fuck it. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be dope also. I think they'll come out and say, yo, we just made $100,000 off this. Fuck it. Like, let's squat this.
I don't think it's actually going to happen.
I don't know, fellas. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I agree if they're going to be like that.
If Pat put up 100 G's right now, I'll fight you. Can't even bullshit.
But hold on. I never snuck Pat, and Pat ain't never snuck me. And me and Pat ain't never been on Twitter having social media wars.
All right. Here's what I would do. If you could tell me in 5 months we're going to fight for $100,000, I'll let either one of you snuff me. I don't care. We'll fight.
Yeah, no, I understand the beef and stuff like that, but I'm just trying to picture, like, you know, that last minute of the fight where you're so fucking beat up, you look at each other, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, it was a good fight. Like, how could you be fucking mad anymore, man? You just settled it fair and square. It's the most fair. There's nothing fair, more fair than in the ring, you know, and shit. So how could you even be mad? Unless you got really beat the fuck up and stuff like that, which you won't, because there'll be, a referee and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good for the both of them. Maybe not good for the culture because of the violence and shit, but good for them financially, man. I'm happy with anybody making money, you know what I mean?
Right.
Pat, before you go, I want to get your opinions really quick on the, you know, the type of card the Blackout is. You know, they keep the matches hidden and things like that. Are you a fan of that?
Yeah, it's huge, man. That's so fucking cool, man. I told Organic recently, like, that's he's doing such a great job on the promotion, man. I'm real proud of him and stuff like that. That's a friend of mine, you know what I mean? So, like, he's doing fucking great. I'm real excited. I don't even know the matchups, man. I haven't asked him or nothing like that. And it's crazy, man. There's so many fucking battles, man. I can only imagine, like, I can only imagine what it's going to be like at the end of the night for me, like, when I battle. I remember there was a guy up front for my daylight battle, like, screaming some shit, and I was like, it sucks because I had it in my head, and I'm not joking right now, I don't fucking play, but I had it in my head, I was like, I'm going to have to kick this guy in the fucking mouth. Like, I had it in my head, like, yeah, I'm going to run up, and he was perfect, jaw fucking line, kick him in the fucking mouth, and it sucks, like, oh, here goes the battle, because he was so drunk, just like, get this motherfucker daylight fucking, I was like, oh, yeah, watch this. Watch this. You think I'm fucking one of these regular guys? I will fuck. You know what I mean? So, but anyways, yeah.
Pat's dope, man. I'm really excited for this one, Pat. You and Sharon.
Yeah, me too. I hope it's a good time. You know, I hope it's a fucking good match. I know Sharon will come with his best, and, you know, he's doing good, man. So, I ain't going to sit here and trash talk the kid. You know, he's doing good.
So
they
Pat,
need to move the
quick.
Main event to the middle. I'm just saying. Main event's going to be.
Say what?
Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead,
which battle do you take more serious? Sharon or Calico?
Well, this one I have to take more serious because there's a lot of pressure on me, right? And Calico, me versus Calico, think about it, man. Let's be honest with each other. It's only going to be I'll fuck you up type of shit and a couple creative bars in there and stuff. It's just a bully match inside of a basement, right? Mm-hmm. So me and Sharon is different. And I pretty much have to take this more serious or whatever, right? But
this one's going to be dope.
Pat Say, Sharon, main event, Blackout 5, OVO, KOTD, man. And we're excited, bro. We appreciate you joining us here, Pat.
For sure, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to have you on after that battle, too, man. Understand.
Word, Pat. All
right. Sounds good.
All right, brother.
Man. Thanks.
Take care. Right. Later.
Be easy.
Pat,
yes, sir. Sucker-free
boss. Salute to the sucker-free boss, man.
And Mr. Sharon finally going down. I'm hyped for that shit.
I'm excited, bro. This is going to be dope. Now, Dre, you heard Mr. Stay's opinions on the Math and Disaster, and goddamn, they sounded a lot like mine. Now, how do you feel, Mr. Three Letterman?
How do I feel?
Were you surprised? Were you surprised that he said that?
Nah, not at all. Nope.
Okay.
Nah, I'm not. I guess we're looking at it more. I guess I understand where you and Pat are looking at it. I'm looking at it, and even the conversation you and I had a second ago, I just think Disaster, I don't know if he's going to be keen to do that. I would be shocked on Diz's part if he's like, yo, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
But then again, the only reason it won't surprise me, because of the six figures. Like,
exactly.
Are you really going to leave those six figures on the table, bro? Like, you're just going to leave the duffel bag there? Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you're right when you said, let's be real, we're not surprised at all that Math Alpha accepted him. Like, what's happened with Math since the fight? You know what I mean? Not a lot. But Diz is obviously Battle Cassidy, is a battle coming up, this and that. He has supposedly things in the works.
And I'm not watching Math Alpha pockets, but he's not battling on a regular basis, so it's not like the income from Battle Rap is coming like it used to when he was battling the year before last week battle, Mad Niggas and shit. So he's been, you know what I'm saying? This is a good payday. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And I hate harping on the money aspect of it, but it is what it is. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? It does play a part. Six figures, you're like, you got to be scratching your head. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to both those dudes and shit, though, man. So,
yeah, man. Hopefully. You know, at the end of the day, hopefully, though, this shit squashes it. If they do end up doing it, like, all
right,
man, we fought 100, you know, six figures. Whatever, man, let's fucking end it. There's nowhere, we can't go anywhere higher than this, you know, with the beef that we had. You know, let's just end this shit. So, who knows, man, but we got Pat Station Rome, Blackout 5. Man, salute everybody listening in, man. You already know what the fuck it is. This is PSA Radio. I am Timbo. I'm here joined with my fucking brother, Dre. Take us out.
Man, it's your boy, D-Letter, man. Y'all already know, man. 2015, motherfucking PSA Radio, man. Shout out to my bro, Timbo. Y'all already know, man.
We here. Let's go.
Peace.
We out.